First off, what is lupus?
So lupus is an autoimmune disease that disproportionately affects women, particularly minority women. And it can be very difficult to diagnose because the range of symptoms is so broad. So many times it'll go undiagnosed for years and years. And the sooner people get treatment, the better their outcome. So there's really a push to raise lupus awareness and to really get information about lupus out into the community so people know to see their doctors and to start talking about it and maybe suspect lupus if they're having some of the symptoms.
Now, you were saying it was a wide range of symptoms. Can you give some examples?
Sure. So lupus can affect pretty much every system of the body. Some of the common symptoms are the butterfly rash across the face. People that have lupus usually have sun sensitivity. It can infect their kidneys. It can impact their mental capabilities. Fatigue is a very common symptom of lupus. And many days they just wake up really, really tired and, just not feeling well.
I know the Big Bend Rural Health Network hosted a summit some time ago.
We did.
How were you able to do something like that? And is there anything you're working on now?
We received a grant that allowed us to have some guest speakers and to invite various people from the community and talk about lupus. And from that, we've established some great partnerships moving forward. We're working very closely with the Department of Health to really start collecting better data on lupus. Because it is so hard to diagnose and goes undiagnosed for years, sometimes it's hard to really get a true prevalence rate of lupus. So we're working with them in collecting better data and then also just getting the message out about what lupus is, who's impacted, and some resources for people that might be affected by lupus.
And the data you're working on, is it just for the counties in the Panhandle, or is it for the whole of Florida?
No, this is for all of Florida. We're working on having lupus added into the Behavioral Factor Risk Surveillance Survey that CDC and DOH puts out. So we'll be asking individuals that take part of the survey, have you been diagnosed with lupus, is one thing we're doing. And then we're also getting it lupus statewide. We're having schools collect information on children that may be reporting lupus. Their parents report lupus. It's like a checklist when you start school. They ask you a whole host of conditions. Do you have diabetes? Do you have this? Do you have that? And we're having lupus added to that list. And then also at the end of the year, that will be reported to the Department of Health so we can start to get an idea of the prevalence of young lupus sufferers.
Is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know?
I think it's just really important for people to pay attention to any sort of, lupus, like I said, is really tricky to diagnose. And so just by being aware of the symptoms of lupus and getting not only individuals but physicians to think that lupus may be a possibility. Lupus mimics a lot of other autoimmune diseases, but also some common, who doesn't wake up tired, So, but I think it's just important to continue to try to educate the population to try to raise awareness of lupus so people can get diagnosed and start treatment earlier.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Sure.